Welcome to the TCO studios for the final regular season Vikings game plan with Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. I'm Paul Allen. With a Vikings victory today, the team finishes 13-3. What are some keys to prevailing against the Bears?
Well, we've got to do a great job stopping the run. They're very stout up front with their defensive front, so we're going to have to really try to knock them off the ball in order to get some running yards.
What makes running back Jordan Howard good?
You know, he's good to the perimeter. He's strong, quick-footed, good cut guy. But, his runs after contact, his yards after contact are really good.
When the Vikings beat the Bears at Chicago week 5, Mitchell Trubisky made his debut. What kind of quarterback is he from then to now?
Yeah, he's improved quite a bit. He's a lot more comfortable in the pocket. He's still scrambling and running a lot. He throws the ball in the middle of the field very well on inside posts and glances and some of the high turn-ins that they run. Does a nice job on the screens.
What makes Harrison Smith so important to the way you want to run defense?
And has that picked at the 48-yard line by Smith.
Well, besides him just being a good player, he's very instinctive. He sees things. He's quick to the ball. He's good in disguise, good blitzer. Does a lot of good things for us.
Nice tackle for loss in the victory at Lambeau by Mackenzie Alexander, the second of his career.
Swings it out to Cloud. Oh, and he gets buried at the 38-yard line. Mackenzie Alexander read that one perfectly.
How much has he improved from his rookie season to now?
Tremendous from his rookie season, but he's still got a ways to go, but he's learned the position. He's been really, his attitude has been good. I think he's grown up a lot that way, and he's a talented kid that has good cover skills. And learning the nickel position is not easy because we ask him to do a lot of things, and things happen very fast in there. So you have to know how to blitz, you have to know how to do pass offs in zone, you have to be able to play different combinations in man to man, and then you got to play the run as well.
Always a treat to watch film with a National Football League head coach. Let's go back to that Green Bay victory and begin with a Stephon Diggs touchdown reception.
Second and goal. Off play action. Keenan to the back of the end zone. Diggs comes down with it. Controlled it. Both feet in. Beats Hawkins. Touchdown.
Green Bay has a tendency to blitz down in this area, so they're expecting the run. You see the linebackers bite hard. So this is really a down-the-field crossing route in the red zone area. And so we get the free safety to jump on Thielen and along with the corner, and then the other corner's got to run with Diggs to the cross there. And then, we do a good job selling the run. And actually, Latavius has got this end man on the line of scrimmage, but he slips. There's quite a bit of slipping going on that night. But he had him, and then Case did a nice job of fading away and throwing it to the back corner of the end zone.
Very nice. Nice catch by Stephon Diggs.
Good job getting his feet in bounds.
63, Danny Isadora unbalanced next to Remmers.
Yeah, that's why we had the extra guy up inside there, both safeties down, and the two linebackers are stepping up. They're expecting us to run our inside run play, and ends up working out well.
Very nice. Let's go to defense. Harrison Smith had two interceptions in this victory. Here's what his first looked like.
And that play clock is all the way down. They just do get it off, and the pass is intercepted by Smith at the 5-yard line.
They're going to get just man coverage here on this route, and he's going to undercut it. And that's what makes him the best safety in football right now. He is tremendous as a pass defender against those tight ends and people coming down the middle, and maybe even better as a run defender up around the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, this is a big third down in the ball game. We're winning 10-0. It's a minute and a half left in the first half, and the quarterback had been hurting us a little bit running the football, so we went to a 5-man rush. We're actually playing man-to-man here, knowing that we're in there this tight. He knows he's got some help by the middle of the field safety, shallow, and so he can go ahead and undercut the route. And we actually had a pretty good game going on right here, but the back, he's actually trying to get out on the route, but he got in the way of Donnell. But it was a nice interception, nice anticipation by Harrison. Good catch, and pretty decent run coming out of there as well. I was hoping he'd get out of bounds a little bit sooner, but he did a nice job.
When you say nice game, what does that mean with 99 and 98?
We knew that they were going to block these five guys on our five guys, so he's got him, he's got him, he's got him, he's got him, and he's got Barr. And so what we want to do is we want to get Linville up the field, start Donnell up, and then bring him back around to the other side of the A-gap like we are here.
Yeah.
And we just happened to get We just happened, you know, sometimes this happens on the games. The back was trying to sneak through, and he kind of got in the way and allowed those guys to stop the rush.